啊，弟兄姐妹平安，啊，我们一起低头祷告。
Morning, brothers, sisters. Let's bow our heads and pray together.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven.
我们感谢你在创始之前，在基督里拣选了我们。
We give you thanks that you have chosen us before, the beginning of the world.
把你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
You give us your beloved Son.
赐给我们在天上各样属灵的福气。
So he gives us all the blessing from heaven.
让我们在你面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So we become holy without blemish.
我们感谢主耶稣，昨天、今天和明天都是一样的。
We give you thanks that Jesus Christ is the same from the beginning to the end.
我们感谢神，你永远不变的爱接纳我们这些容易改变的人。
We give you thanks for the love that you give us, that unchanging love for the people we ask who are changing.
只有你知道我们的本相，你知道我们是经常改变的。
You know our tree, you know the reality of.Every one of us.
无论是我们的环境，无论是我们的感觉，无论是我们的信心啊，我们的一切都是这样的容易改变。
We know that all our environments, ourselves, our faith, all continue to change.
愿你在新的一年里面求圣灵充满我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit fill every one of us in this new year.
求你的刚强充满我们的软弱。
That your strength will strengthen us.
求你的爱充满我们的自私。
That your love will fill our selfishness.
求你的光明去掉我们的黑暗。
That your light will illuminate the darkness in ourselves.
求你带领我们学习顺从圣灵，效法基督。
You lead us to follow Spirit and follow Jesus Christ.
我们求圣灵现在就在我们当中大大的动工。
We pray the Holy Spirit will work with us today.
把父的宝座、子的荣耀在我们当中彰显。
That the throne of the Father will establish right here.
你提升我们的心，让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
The light of our hearts so we can worship you with truth and hearts.
让我们遇见你这位荣耀的、复活的造物主、救主。
That we can meet up with the glorious God and the creators of the world.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
新年好。
I wish you happy New Year.
我们今天讲的题目是自随从圣灵，不随从肉体。
Well, what I'm going to share with you today is living according to the spirit, but not living according to the flesh.
我们相信每一位真正重生得救、相信主耶稣的弟兄姐妹。我们相信每一位真正重生得救、相信主耶稣的弟兄姐妹。
We believe all the brothers and sisters who have followed Christ.
在我们的内心深处都有这样的愿望。
In our hearts, in the bottom of our heart, we all have this wish.
我们都想更加爱我们的主。
We all want to love our Lord more.
我们都想更加爱别人。
We all desire to love other people more.
我们都想更爱我们主的教会。
We all like to love the church more.
我们都想我们的家里面充满了爱和平安。
We all desire our family filled with love and peace.
但是我们怎么才能够做到呢？
But how can we do that?
后面美好的愿望我们能不能做到
Relying upon what we dream about, can we actually do that?
靠我们自己的励志我们能不能做到
Relying only upon our will, can we do that?
我在几年前看过一个文章
Several years ago, I read an article.
说中国八十年代数学研究所的所长叫杨乐
There was a scholar in the mathematical department back in China in 1980.
他有一个声明，他说他从此以后不再接受任何想证明哥达巴赫猜想的文章。
It's the top one. Could you repeat it again?
哥达巴赫猜想，任何想证明哥达巴赫猜想的文章，他都不再接受了。
He doesn't want to accept any article that's trying to prove this Gadabah's principle.
那为什么他会这样有这样一个声明呢
？How come he have such a declaration？
因为他看过中国所有写的文章
，because he had read all the papers regarding to this，
都是想骑着自行车向月亮。
It's just like people who riding on a bicycle，
go to the moon，
go to the moon， okay.
想上月亮。
Okay，
所以他我们所用的这些所有证明的方式都是不合格的，都是不可能的。
Meaning everything is trying to prove all the article trying to prove the thing is it does not qualify。
我不知道弟兄姐妹大家有没有这样的经验或者感受？我们无论是在教会里面、在家里面，还是在工作的场合，常常是我们的好意做成了坏事。
Well, a lot of time you probably can reflect upon yourself, either in your work environment or in your family. A lot of time you're trying to do things that you have a good will, but always end up with not a very satisfying result.
啊，最近我太太告诉我一句名言，她引用别人。
And my wife told me a very famous quote.
她说：“地狱之路就是经常是好意铺成。”
And they said the road to the past usually started out with a good intention.
所以我们弟兄姐妹一定要知道，我们的愿望是好的，我们要爱主，我们要爱神，我们要爱别人。
Well, brothers and sisters, we all know that we have a good will to love our Lord, love people, and love the church.
但是这个是靠我们自己做不到的。
But you know, we cannot do that with our own will.
不仅是我们的称义是完全是神的恩典。
We all know that our righteousness is because the grace is due to the grace of the Lord.
我们的成圣，我们的得胜也都是神的恩典。
And our sanctification and glorification is all because of the grace of God.
所以有人说过，如果我的义袍，就是我穿的义袍，在神面前得蒙喜悦的这个义袍，有一针是我自己缝的，就是在地狱里缝的。
A lot of people are saying that if the robe of righteousness, if that was what you needed or weave it together, then you're actually saying this was done through the will of going to the hell. Something like that.
我们的信心，我们的救恩，从头到尾，从始终到末了，都是神的恩典。
Our faith and our salvations and our redemptions all because of grace of God.
主耶稣是我们信心创始成终的主。
Jesus Christ is the beginning and the ultimate measure that we can become a Christian today.
但愿借着今天的经文，我们开始思考，我们开始去操练，怎样才能走上这条成圣的道路。
So through this passage today, I would like to meditate how we can be become righteous and being glorified.
那今天的经文里面，我们有几点是需要澄清的哈。大家如果有圣经的，可以打开圣经。
So, if you have a Bible, would you open up to the verses we just read so we can go through this together?
那罗马书第八章。
In Roman chapter 8.
第八章有一节经文是律法尽肉体软弱，这是我们和合本的翻译。
This over here says the law was weakened by the flesh.
但是我们的和合本啊，翻译的时候我相信他们没有翻译错哈。但是我们在印刷的时候，我们漏了一个很重要的东西。
There was nothing wrong in the translation in the Chinese, but something was missing in here.
第八章第三节。
It was on the third verse of chapter 8.
律法进肉体，肉体后面有一个逗号。
And there was a comma right after the flesh.
那我这边加了个儿，而且是儿。
I was over here translation. There was a transition word in Chinese.
那我们和合本在印刷的时候，我相信是把这个逗号给丢掉了。
So when they're doing the translation, they missing that comma.
那丢掉这个逗号之后呢，就导致的结果就是在这边是讲肉体软弱的。
And when they missing that comma, then you will kind of think the flesh become is being weakened.
有了这个逗号或者加上这个儿呢，我们就看到这个地方不是讲肉体软弱，而是讲律法软弱。
And after you adding the comment, then you know that this actually means the law is being weakened by the flesh.
所以英文就非常的清楚。
So the English translation is pretty precise.
The law was weakened by the flesh.
So 律法就因肉体逗点而软弱。
所以律法肉体当然是软弱，但是这个地方讲的不是肉体的软弱，而是。律法的软弱。
We know flesh is weak, but over here it says the law is weakened.
就是我们的肉体，我们的罪性在这里，它是律法所不能战胜的。
See, it's the sin, our sins, but the law cannot conquer the flesh.
我相信啊，无论是基督徒还是非基督徒，我们都有这样的愿望。
I know that either you're Christian or non-Christian, you always have this will.
我遇到过一个姐妹，她说：“神啊，你就给我一个 list， 让我知道做什么就可以了。”
So, or she prayed to the God that if you let me know the history, then I
the list. 给我一个，让我该知道怎么做就。
Give me a list of what I need to do, then I know exactly what I'm going to do.
他的假定好像说，他只要知道他做什么，他就能有能力做到了。
And the assumption is, as long as you get a list, then you have the power to do things on that list.
但是我们人生的困境不仅仅是我们不知道该做什么，也是我们没有那个能力去做到我们想做的事情。
But in the reality is not only we don't know what to do, but we also don't know how to do those things.
所以说，一套很完美的律法，一套很完美的道德标准，一套很完美的理想，虽然非常的吸引人，但是它是外面的东西，它不能够战胜我们里面的软弱。
You know, even though the laws are pretty precise, govern everything, but it has all the lists, but it does. It's just external. It doesn't govern what we're going to do.
所以这里是律法基因肉体而软弱，不是律法基因肉体软弱。
It's so this flesh is weakened by the flesh.
啊，这一点是非常重要的，因为这边第七章第八章就是讲的律法的软弱。
So in the chapter 7 and chapter 8, it talks about this law being weakened.
律法不能够救我们。
The law could not save everyone.
只能圣灵，只能神能救我们。
Only God and Holy Spirit will be able to save us.
那另外一处需要澄清的是第六节。
And the other thing I want to clarify is on verse 6.
和合本翻译是体贴肉体的，就是死；体贴圣灵的，乃是生命和平安。
And over here it says the mind governed by the flesh is death.
那我个人认为这个地方这个的加上去以后呢，容易引起误会。
So there was one of the word over here in Chinese that would probably possibly causing confusion.
因为这边体贴肉体的好像是指体贴肉体的人。
It was over here. It probably says this. It was translating as people who, whose minds governed by the flesh.
但是这个地方实际上指的不是人，而是这么一种行为，一种生活方式。这种生活方式的结果就是死。
But over here is really not reflecting to the people. It's actually reflecting to the mindset or lifestyle.
就如果一个人他口称是基督徒，但是他有体贴肉体的话，他一定是死亡。
So over here it says could be a Christian if their desire is live according to the flesh and the end result will be death.
因为加拉太书第六章第七节第八节讲得很清楚，神是轻慢不得的。
So you will say that in Galatians says you cannot mistake in God.
随从圣灵就会收获永生，随从肉体就会收获死。
So you live by the Spirit, you have eternal life.But if you live by the spirit, live by flesh, it will be death.
那这不是对非基督徒说的，因为非基督徒他没有圣灵。
This is not speaking to the non-Christian.
我们不说人可以失去救恩。
We don't say that people will probably will not have salvation.
但是至少这个危险是非常真实的。
But this risk is a reality.
神的警告也不是突然的。
And the warning of the from God is not just a simple warning. It's.
如果我体贴肉体的话，如果我一直以这样的生活来生活的话，那我结局一定是死亡。
If I live according to flesh, the end result will be death.
所以我们怎么才能够体贴圣灵呢
？So how can we live in accordance to the Spirit?
所以我们上次讲了，实际上我们基督徒最终的一个生活的模式，不是说我的救我，我的罪性改变了。
So in the reality, when a Christian is not, your old self will change.
我作为一个人是改变。
When I'm a person, I could change.
但是我的罪性在里面是存在的。
But the sinful nature is still there.
它并没有消失，也没有改变。
It will not change, and it will not disappear.
只是它不发挥作用。
It's just like your sinful nature is not making, doesn't do anything.
现在是基督界的圣灵在我身上发挥作用。
Now it's the Holy Spirit of Christ in myself that was being activated.
从这个意义上讲，我不是越来越坚强，而是越来越软弱。
So from this you are saying right here is I'm not getting stronger, but I'm getting weaker.
所以说我们的福音，我们的救恩包含主替我死，也包含主替我活。
So over here the message from the grace is what God.Die for me, also God will live for me.
不仅仅是主替我死在了十字架上，而且主活在我里面，让我可以做合神心意的事。
So not only, God died for me on the cross, He's also lived for me.
主是我的圣洁、公义、救赎和智慧。
God is my wisdom, my righteousness, and my redemption.
但是怎样才能够让主活在我里面呢
？But how can we have God to live inside of us?
怎样才能活着就是基督呢？
So how can we have Jesus live in us?
我们上一次讲了其中很重要的一点。
So I'm going to reflect something I touched upon last time.
就是在圣灵的光照里面，我认识到我是一个全然败坏、无能为力的人。
So through the revelation of God, that I know that I'm a very depraved person.
这是一个死的真相。
So this is. The reality of death.
我们或多或少就能经历到一点。
so for some, for all of us, we all experience that in some way.
如果我们实事求是地面对我自己的话,
if you actually examine yourself.
所以以弗所书第二章第一节说, 我们是死在过犯罪恶里面的。
So in Ephesians says we die because of iniquity and sins.
说的直白一点就是我对我自己死心了。It
means you really lose hope about yourself.
这是非常重要的一个基本点。So
this is a very important point I want to make.
我们今天呢主要是讲死的真理和随从圣灵。We
want to know about the principle of death, the reality of death.
那死的真理呢和死的真相不一样。So
there's a difference between the reality of the death and the truth of the death.
死的真相就是我是一个全然败坏的人，我对我自己无能为力。So
in the reality is really, I'm a depraved person. I have nothing that I can help myself.
那死的真理呢是说救我对我无能为力的，我在基督里面已经死了。But
the truth is, what we're trying to say is our old self couldn't do anything to me at all.
那个这个救我，他已经对我不发生作用。So
old self has no power over me any longer.
那罗马书第六章第二节说，我们在罪上死了。In
Romans chapter 6 says, death to the sins.
那罪已经不是我的主了。So
sins no longer have control of my life.
好，我们举个例子，就像说一个人从中国到美国一样。So
let me give you an example. When a person
那中国的法律也在，那我也在，都还活着。So
he moved from China to United States. So he has both laws from China and he also have laws from United States.
但是我相对于中国的法律来讲，我已经死了。But
when I move over here, I know that the laws in China is death to me.
因为它对我已经不发挥作用了。Because
that has no power over over me any longer.
那我如果犯了罪，不是中国来这边抓我了，而是美国要抓我。So
if I ever commit a crime, it will be the law in the United States that will persecute me.
这是死的一个真理，需要我们信心去相信的一个真理。So
this is the truth of death. We need to believe in it in faith.
那另外就是随从圣灵。The
other thing is to follow spirit.
那其他的也包含属灵的操练，还有环境。It
includes the spiritual exercise and that you have to have daily.
啊，如果我们在神的恩典里面，在圣灵的光照底下，我们如果不断的去操练这几点的话，If
we able to exercise those with the enlightenment from God,
我相信我们就会成为一个合神心意的人。Then
we could be a person who is pleasing to God.
所以我们今天主要是讲圣灵的工作。
So we, I'd like to share with you is the work of Holy Spirit.
好，我相信弟兄姐妹哈，对圣灵都会有各种各样的认识。I
know brothers and sisters all have a different understanding about Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵到底是干什么的？
But what we need to know is what does Holy Spirit do?
他是谁？
Who is Holy Spirit?
那圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，圣灵他是神。In
the Bible, it tells us very clearly Holy Spirit is God.
但他有他独立的位格。
But he has a very special position and status.
和圣父、圣子有同样的独立的位格。
They have its independent status or position as the Father and as the Son.
但圣父、圣子、圣灵都是神。
Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're all gods.
那神又只有一位。
But we only have one God.
啊，这是我们教会历史在2000多年里面所确定的一个很基本的真理。
This is a very fundamental principle over these years of Christianity.
这也是我们基督信仰和其他信仰最本质的区别之一。
This is also a essential belief that we have that is different from other beliefs.
很多信仰也相信只有一位神。
Other religions also believe there's only one God.
那我们也相信只有一位神。
We also believe there's only one God.
但这一位神的里面，我们知道有圣父、圣子、圣灵的关系在里面。
We know there's only one God, but there's a Father, Son, and Spirit.
那这涉及到我们的救恩，就是圣父计划救恩，圣子成就救恩，圣灵施行救恩。So
from here, Holy Father, plan for the salvation, and Holy Son, execute the salvation, and Holy Spirit. Complete the salvation.
虽然圣父、圣子、圣灵都参与了救恩，但是他们工作的重点是不一样的。
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they all participate in the salvation, but their focus in this plan is that are different.
那圣父在创世以前就拣选了。
So Holy Father have chosen this salvation at before the beginning of the world.
是圣子死在了十字架上，不是圣父，也不是圣灵。
Holy Son down a cross.
那现在是圣灵住在我们身上，不是。当然，基督教的圣灵住在我们里面，但是基督现在是在父的右边。
Now the Holy, the Son is on the right side of Holy Father. Now Holy Spirit is with us at the present time.
那基督他成就了很好的救恩，但是他怎么才能够实现在我的身上呢？这个工作是圣灵来完成的。
So, Son has completed salvation, but Holy Spirit actually make it happen in us.
就像我们昨天在文涛弟兄家里面，他们做了很好吃的饺子。如果我不吃的话，这个饺子对我是没有用的。
Like in Brother Bao, we were staying over there to make it wonderful dumplings. The dumplings is good, but I had to have to eat it to be able to try it. 基督
成就的救恩是非常伟大、非常宏大的一个救恩，非常好的一个救恩。但是他怎么才能够临到我的身上呢？是靠着圣灵来完成的。
So, Son has exercised his salvation, but only the Holy Spirit that can help us to really experience the salvation.
所以我们简单的回顾一下我们的救恩。
So let's review this salvation together.
那我们为什么叫救恩呢？到底救我们脱离什么呢？就是脱离罪。
So what is salvation? Salvation is save us from the sins.
那罪到底什么是罪？我们一定要清楚啊！罪不仅仅是包括罪行，也包括罪的诠释和我们的罪性。
So we need understanding things doesn't only include the so-called sins that's in the aspect of behavior. Also include the power of sins. It also include a sinful nature.
不仅仅是我做的一个行为违背了神的律法，违背了神的心意。
It include more than just things we did that go against God.
而是罪，他是我的主，我是罪的仆人。
And we should know that either we are the servants of sins, or the sin become the master ourselves.
我不想上网用这么多时间，但还是在上网。
I don't want to go to the internet, surfing the internet that often, but I still continue to do that, even though I know it, I don't want to do that.
我不想花那么多时间在 Facebook 上，但是还是要 Facebook.
Even though I don't want to spend a lot of time on Facebook, but I'm still continue to do that.
这就是罪的诠释。
So this is an analogy of the power of the sins.
它的根基就是我们里面的罪性。
It's the source of that sins coming in is a sinful nature.
每个人都是自我中心的人。
We all are, most of us all self, kind of self-centered.
按照我们的罪性，每个人都是最爱自己的。
Because of sinful nature, we always love ourselves in the first place.
每个人都是骄傲的。
We all
pride.
We all have pride.
所以说，我们的救恩也不仅仅是包含赦免我们的罪。
So not only the grace in doesn't only include the pardon of sins.
也包含战胜罪的恩典，也包含除去罪的恩典。
It also includes the victory over sins and the elimination of the sins.
这就是称义、行义和诚义。
So this includes the justifications, the sanctification, and the glorification.
那我们的罪，神已经赦免了。
So God has forgiven our sins.
那我们现在就是靠着圣灵要战胜罪。
So now we need to win over the sins with the help from Holy Spirit.
那最后耶稣基督再来的时候，我们的身体会复活，我们就没有了罪。
So when Jesus comes again and we'll resurrect it again, then we don't have sins anymore.
那个时候罪性才不存在了。
And that time the sins no longer exist.
所以说与之相应的，那圣灵的工作也包含这三个方面。
So we also know that there's three different type of work that Holy Spirit complete.
那圣灵让我们相信耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
So Holy Spirit let us believe the salvation that was done by Christ on the cross.
我们相信和随从圣灵经历基督复活的大能。
And then we have to believe and live according to the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵让我们身体复活。在基督再来的时候
，So the Holy Spirit will let us resurrect it when Jesus come again.
好，我的弟兄姐妹有没有这样的疑问
？So I'm wondering, most brothers and sisters have this kind of question.
比如来了一个慕道友
So there was a believer coming to the church.
他可能听过一些福音，或者没有听过福音。
So he may heard some this gospel before.
你说他怎么就能够相信两千年前有一个人，他是神的儿子，在基督上，在十字架上死了又复活了呢？
So how can he believe 2,000 years ago someone a God son died on a cross and then resurrected again?
他怎么能够相信这个圣经就是真的呢？
How can this person believe this Bible is true?
他怎么能够相信圣经里面的神或者上帝就是创造这个天地的上帝呢？
How can he believe the God that recorded in the Bible is the God that created the whole world?
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有这样的感受，这是不是一个奇迹呢？
So, brothers and sisters, I'm wondering, if you think about it, this is a miracle that
if they can believe in it,
if this person come to believe in it.
按照我们天人的本性，我们会相信吗？
So, based on our just human nature, can we actually believe such a truth?
那圣经上说没有义人，一个都没有，没有寻求神。
So, Bible saying there's no one person who's righteous, there's no one person who's justified.
没有圣灵的感动，没有一个人相信耶稣基督是主。
So without the revelation from the Holy Spirit, no one will believe in God.
我怎么能够这样一个信心相信两千多年前发生的一件事情呢？这就是圣灵的工作。
So how can we have such a faith to believe a God that died for us 2,000 years ago? That's purely it's the work of Holy Spirit.
我怎么让基督的工作和基督给我连在一起呢？这是圣灵的工作。
So how can we connect?Jesus' work with my work. It's the work of Holy Spirit.
所以说，我们就知道，在基督第一次来和第二次来之间的这段时间里面，这就是圣灵工作的时间。
So the work of Holy Spirit is between the first coming of Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那基督他说他去了之后就会赐下圣灵。
So Jesus said when he leave, he will give us this Holy Spirit.
你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父的应许。
So don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise from the God.
那父的应许是什么呢
？So what is the promise of Father?
那父的应许是不是让我们飞黄腾达呢
？So the God's promise is a promise that we will be prosperous.
但有时候是那样，但有时候不是那样。
Sometimes it may be true, but not all the time.
所以父应许的本质，那就是他要赐给我们圣灵。
God's promise is.He's going to give us the Holy Spirit.
他要让我们过一个得胜的生活，直到耶稣基督再来。
He want to give us a victorious life until the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵大概有这三个方面的工作。
So Holy Spirit have this three different type of works.
那第一个是启示，它是真理的圣灵。
This is the first is the revelation that is the reveal that He is the God of truth.
就像我以前在北京的时候，我对基督教很感兴趣，我就找遍了所有的书店，想找一本圣经，但是没有找到。
So when I was very interested in finding seeking for my faith, I'm trying to find Bible, I couldn't find any one of them.
那最后我的 roommate 有没有圣经？居然。
And then finally find out my roommate has a Bible.
那我拿过来一读，读到创世纪第二章就读不下去了。
And when I read the Bible, I cannot continue right after I finish chapter 2.
啊，就像在这种大雪天进了一个深山老林，我马上就迷路了。
And then I was completely lost.
那为什么呢？因为那个时候圣灵，
like、storm.
我还不相信，我还没有圣灵，我读圣经是读不懂的。
So back then I don't have a Holy Spirit in my heart, so I just couldn't understand any word recorded on the Bible.
所以圣灵是真理的圣灵。
So we know that the Holy Spirit is a Spirit of Truth.
那另外圣灵的工作也包括我们属灵的恩赐。
So also the work of spirit the spirit also include our spiritual gifts.
我们在教会里面有各种各样属灵的恩赐，可以彼此的服侍。
So we brothers and sisters all have different kind of spiritual gift that we can help and coordinate together.
但是圣灵核心的工作是救恩的工作。
But the essence of the work of Holy Spirit is salvation.
那圣灵的启示和恩赐都是为救恩服务的。
So the revelations.Is really to serve this salvation.
那包含悔改、相信、成圣、得胜和身体复活。
This includes repentance, sanctification, and resurrection.
所以这边我们再澄清一些经文哈，是罗马书第八章第十节，大家有圣经的可以打开。
So I wanna clarify one thing to you. If you have a Bible, would you open up to Romans chapter 8:10-11?
就是我们这个身体好像在死了啊，可能火化了，可能成了灰了，就找不着了。那最后它怎么可能会复活呢
？So all our flesh when we die will become ashes eventually. So how can that be, resurrected again?
那个复活的动力或者那个复活的基因在哪里呢
？So we need to understand what is the reality of the resurrections.
那罗马书第八章第十节，我们和合本翻译成心灵却因义而活。
It's over here, it says, because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness.
我们和合本和 NIV 的翻译可能不太一样哈，所以我们和合本把这个灵就翻成我们的灵。
And over here in the Chinese translation, it says, the Spirit is our spirit.
那另外一个翻译，这个灵是指的圣灵。
The other translation is talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以这样翻译呢，是跟十一节相对应的。
So this one, if you translate into the Holy Spirit, it reflects what was recorded in verses 11.
因为十一节就是解释第十节。
And this verse 11 is trying to respond what's recorded in verse 10.
也就是虽然我们的身体因为罪而死，但是圣灵却因着义赐给我们生命。
Even though our body died, but the Spirit gave our righteousness.
那就第十一节叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵。若住在我们里面，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死或者 mortal 的身体又活过来。
Over here, 11. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal body because of His Spirit who lives in you.
所以说我们这个复活的基因复活的这个本质复活的这个动力它就是住在我们身上的圣灵
So the essence of resurrection is Holy Spirit living in every one of us
那圣灵让耶稣基督复活也让我们复活
So Holy Spirit will resurrect Jesus Christ It also will make the resurrection of us
所以这是圣灵非常重要的一个工作
So this is a very important work of the Holy Spirit
所以说我们总结一下
So let's try to summarize this.
基督成就的是客观的事实
So what Jesus has done is a objective evidence.
那圣灵是在我们身上成就我们的主观经历
So the Holy Spirit actually living in us become a very, very subjective experience we will experience.
我们要把基督的客观变成我们的主观把基督成就的事实变成我们的经历
So,What Jesus has done is very objective that we need to experience the Holy Spirit as our personal experience.
我们要把基督的恩典化成我们每天的行为。
So we need to transform Jesus Christ's salvation to be a reality in our life.
那基督是神让我们在基督里所做的工作。
So Jesus, what is the? Could you repeat it again?
Yeah, 基督所成就的就是基督让我们在基督里面和基督一起成就的工作。这就是基督的救恩。
So what the grace from the Christ is what we can work with Christ together.
但是圣灵所做的工作是圣灵让基督的工作在我身上成就。
But the Holy Spirit is what is done in our hearts.
所以这两点都是不可缺少的。
So those things cannot be excluded from one another.
所以我们现在具体讲一下我们怎样来随从圣灵。
So now we didn't know how we follow Spirit.
好，我们这边有一个线哈，这个线可以叫做零线哈，一个零，就上面是义，下面就是罪。
So this is you can see there's a demarcation line. Now the one on the top is righteousness, the one on the bottom is sin.
那我们每一个人在犯罪之后，我们都在这个线底下。
So when we sin, we'll be all below that demarcation line.
也就是我们不是站在岸上和上帝在讲话、在对话，而是在水里面，我已经要淹死了，或者已经死了。在跟上帝在对话。
So it's like analogy that we are on. Well, when we sin, we're not going to be on the shore. We'll be below the water line, to communicate to God.
在我们这个堕落的本性里面，我们也有心中为善的律。
But even though we follow the demarcation line, we our heart that we have a law in our heart to do good things.
按照我们的良心，按照我们的好意，按照我们的道德性，我们也想立志为善。
Because our conscience, we have a will. We want to do things good. We want to do good things.
但是另外一个律呢，就是肢体中犯罪的律，也就是罪和死的律。
The other one, we have the law that is the law of sins.
所以当我心中为善的时候，我们就会发现恶与我同在。
And when you're trying to do things good, sometimes you go against your sins in your heart.
我越想早起来去灵修，就发现这个被窝是越温暖。
Yeah, a lot of time when I'm gonna go get up early in the morning to go to school, but then I know that it's the warmth in the bed keep me from doing that.
我越不想发脾气，我发现怎么越这么容易发脾气。
And a lot of time I don't want to get angry, but my nature trying or driving to a different opposite direction.
所以当我愿意为善的时候，我发现就有恶与我同在。
So a lot of time when trying to do good things, but there's an opposite side that prevent me from doing that.
所以就像九一年的海湾战争一样。
Just like in 1991 in Gulf War.
那伊拉克它有一个导弹叫做飞毛腿导弹。
They have one of those guided missiles.
那美国怎么来治它的飞毛腿导弹呢
？So how can United States be able to guard against that the Scott missile?
说飞毛腿导弹如果不发的话，那美国也不发。
So if there's no launch of the Scott missile, then United States doesn't have to do anything.
但飞毛腿导弹如果一发，美国这边就知道了。
But when there's a launch of that Scott missile, United States will know it's happening.
他就用他们先进的技术知道他这个导弹在哪里，也知道他炮台在哪里。
So they will be able to detect the launch of Scott missile and able to find out where the place of the launch pad of those missiles.
所以说美国的这个爱国者导弹，它不仅仅是拦截了这个飞毛腿导弹，而且把它的炮台也给它摧毁了。
So United States has this I don't know what kind of missile is that Patriot missile. They're able to destroy the Scott missile.
所以说伊拉克就发现，当他愿意为善的时候，便有恶与他同在。
So the country in Iraq, whenever they're trying to fire a Scott missile, that there'll be something to conquer.
所以他不发还可以，那一发，他的炮台就都没了。
So every time they try to launch the missile, the end result will be the destruction of the launch pad of Scott missile.
所以说，靠我们自己心中为善，我们的好意，我们的善意是不能够战胜我们肢体中犯罪的律。
So we have a heart, we want to do something good, but there's a law.That controlling us that we won't be able to do it.
那我们该怎么办呢
？So what can we do?
神做了两方面的工作。
So God do something for us in two aspects.
第一个就是我们的起点要回到零，不再是负的，不再是在水底下。
First of all, we need to lift this standard below the water line.
不再是在罪的权势里面。
You cannot you will as yourself not be controlled by the power of sin.
我们要有一个新的地位，我们在罪上死了，罪不再是我们的主。
So we need to have a declaration of death to sin, so sin has no power over us.
这是基督的十字架所成就的工作。
So this was done by Christ through the cross.
说在人看来哈，我今天也活着，昨天也活着，我信主前也活着，我信主后也活着。
So from a human perspective, I live yesterday, present day, I will live in the future too.
但是在神的眼里面，当我信主之后，我以前的那个我就已经死了，我现在是一个新的我出现。
But when you believe in God, that you know that your old self died in the past, now living in you is a new self.
这是一个属灵的事实，我们不一定感觉得到。
This is a spiritual reality, even though we may not feel about it.
那我们的感觉可能是相反的。
And maybe our feeling will be on the contrary.
那我们的感觉是太阳围着地球转。
Our feeling in the reality is sun is circling, revolving around the earth.
但事实是地球围着太阳转。
But the reality is the earth is revolving around the sun.
那我怎么知道是地球围着太阳转，不是太阳围着地球转呢
？So how can we know which one is the truth?
因为我相信科学。
Because I believe science.
那我们周围有很多的电磁波。
We have a lot of electromagnetic wave in the midst of us.
那我能不能感觉到呢
？Would I be able to detect those waves?
那我感觉不到的。
I won't be able to feel those electromagnetic waves.
但我确信这周围有很多的电磁波。
We know that there's a wave in existence in the midst of us.
那我怎么知道周围有很多的电磁波呢
？So how can we know that?
因为我相信科学技术。
Because I know because I believe the technology and the science.
正如我们相信科学、相信技术一样，我们也要相信神的话。
just the same token that we believe in science and technology, we also need to believe in God's words.
神的话告诉我们，我已经在罪上死。
So God says we need to die to the sins.
我是一个新造的人。
I'm the new creation.
我可以从零开始了，我可以重新开始。
So I can start from this zero, the demarcation line.
那罪不再是我的主。
So the sins no longer will be a master of my life.
所以这一点是非常重要的，这是一个新的起点。
So this is a very important declaration. This will be a new beginning.
我们一定要有这样的信心。
We need to have this kind of faith.
这是第一方面的工作。
So this will be the first work.
第二个方面就是神赐给我们赐生命和圣灵的律。
And the other one is God give us the law of life and Holy Spirit.
所以只有这个生命和圣灵的律才能够战胜肢体中犯罪的律，也就是罪和死的律。
Only this law that given by Spirit and life will be the only way to win over the law of sins.
我以前是随从，我以前是立志为善，现在是随从圣灵。
In the past, I have this will that I want to do something good. Now I'm going to change that I can live according to Spirit.
那立志为善一定是不行的。
So when you have settled will to do something good, that usually won't work.
因为立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
But because we know that when you try to set up a good will to do something good, that usually it ends up to be on the contrary.
只有我们有了新的生命，只有圣灵来带领我们，我们才能够战胜肢体中犯罪的律。
Only that I have a new life, and new that I will be able to live a new life with the help from Holy Spirit.
所以对于圣灵，我们一定要寻求，一定要识别，也一定要顺服。
So for Holy Spirit, we need to seek, we need to find, and we need to obey.
那寻求就是我要存着这么一个寻求的心，我知道我是一个全然败坏的人，靠我自己我是没有办法的。
So we need to know as a fact that I'm a depraved person. I need to seek the Holy Spirit.
我祈求圣灵来帮助我，来带领我。
I need to find the Holy Spirit to guide me and help me.
那我要识别哪一些是圣灵的带领，哪一些不是圣灵的带领。
I also need to find out to examine what are the guidance and counsel from the Holy Spirit and what are not.
怎么才能够识别呢？
How will you be able to find or differentiate the guidance from the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵经常是不是来自自己的想法，不是来自自己的感受，也不是来自自己的行为。
A lot of times, the guidance from the counsel is not your own thinking. They are not coming from your own feeling. They are not from your own behavior.
那说的简单点，那好像不是我。
To just put it very simply, saying is that those are the things the act of Holy Spirit is not coming from.
那如果我们节奏慢一点，如果我们存着这么一个寻求的心，我们一定能知道哪些是来自圣灵，哪些是来自自己。
So if we have a heart to find the guidance from Holy Spirit, we'll be able to find what are the things that's from Holy Spirit and what are the things that are not.
我听过一个见证。
I heard a testimony before.
那一个弟兄他刚刚上班，他就解决了公司的一个难题。
So when the brother went got a job, he was able to resolve one of the big projects at work.
但是他另外一个同事就赶紧报告老板了，那是他做出来。
And the other colleague saying he did that project instead.
他当时就非常的难过和生气。
And this brother was giving a testimony, was really, really sad.
啊，虽然作为基督徒哈，不是一定要给他大吵一番。
Even though he's not a Christian, but he doesn't have to really start up a quarrel because of simple things.
但是在那边生一下闷气，给他那颜色还是可以的。
But he's really just feels sorry, and then he wanna give something kind of revenge that.
所以当他在那边生闷气的时候，他就感到有一个意念进来。
So
有一个意念进来。
Okay, when he's trying to really angry by himself, he got an idea coming upon him.
所以这个意念哈不是来自他自己的，这个是非常清楚的。
So he knows that the idea was
not from himself.
The idea is not coming from his heart or his mind.
那这个意念哈，他就感到主在对他讲话。那你有主了，你跟他争这些干什么呢？
So it was idea coming from Holy Spirit. Why do you need to quarrel with him about those?
他马上就感到非常的羞愧。
Then he just feel ashamed about that.
所以他之前是感到他那个同事很羞愧，怎么做这种哈不耻的事情呢？
But previously he would feel ashamed about his colleague. Why would his colleague do such a thing?
所以现在就为自己感到羞愧。
And now he's kind of ashamed of himself.
所以这就是来自圣灵的一个感动和带领。
So this is the counsel and this is the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要警醒哈，并不是所有不是来自自己的想法、感受和行为，都是来自圣灵的。
But we need to be really watchful. Not everything that you don't think is coming from you are from Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道魔鬼他也会做工。
Because we know that there's also work of Satan.
所以圣灵的工作一定是合乎圣经、合乎基督、合乎十字架的。
So we know that the work of Holy Spirit will be in accordance to the Bible, in accordance to the Holy, the cross.
那我认识一位弟兄，他有一次跟另外的宗教有一些接触。
Well, I come across a brother have some experience other religions.
那他在祷告的时候，他就感到有一个白衣的女士，非常的甜美，非常的温柔，非常的温馨，非常的平安，告诉他要过去。
There was every time.He prayed, and you find out was a lady dressing in white robe, telling him to go to her. Yeah.
他当时感觉非常非常的好。
And you feel that he's very peaceful.
但是他很清楚的知道那不是来自圣灵，不是来自神的一种感觉。
But he know that feeling is not a feeling being guided by Holy Spirit.
好，我们再举一个例子。
And let me give you one more example.
如果你看自己一次的话，你要看基督十次。
So if you look at yourself one time, like examine yourself one time, you need to look at Christ 10 times.
啊，请问大家，看自己是圣灵的感动，还是看基督是圣灵的感动
？I want to ask you this: when you look at yourself, is it a touch of the Holy Spirit or yourself?
你那是看基督是圣灵的感动，看自己不是圣灵的感动。
So when you look at Christ, it's the touch of the Spirit.
就像当时以色列人进迦南一样。
Just like Israelites going to the Promised Land.
他们第一次没有进去，觉得自己不行。
When the first time they trying to enter the Canaan, they couldn't go there, and they think they don't have ability to go into the Promised Land.
所以我们有时候觉得哈，谦卑就是哈，我觉得我不行，好，我不行，你来做，这就是谦卑了。
A lot of time we believe humble is a very good quality.
实际上行也是骄傲，行也是骄傲，自己行也是骄傲，自己不行也是骄傲。
Sometimes we need to know that even though sometimes you feeling of be able to do something and feeling not be able to do something, those also they are all pride.
因为只要我们看我们自己，那就是骄傲。
As long as you look down yourself, upon yourself, it's also part of the pride.
这同样。如果我们再看田况，如果你看你的老公、老婆或者老板一次的话，你也要看基督十次。
So, same kind of like example. If you look at your own wife, your husband, and your boss one time, then you should look at Christ, 10 times.
那我认识一位弟兄，他好像觉得那段时间他老是跟他过不去。
I met a brother his professors always have a very hard time, pretty hard on him.
他就觉得这今天老婆回来，他一定要好好的亏他一顿。
So,
还要好好的跟他吵一架。
So, oh, okay, your wife, okay, the wife. So when the wife's come back, you're gonna try to give her a hard time.
说男子汉大豆腐，士可杀不可辱。
He says the hard, I'm being a man, and then I cannot be humiliated at all.
但是感谢主，当他太太回家之前，他来到神的面前祷告。
But before his wife came home, he prayed to God and be able to repent.
So, 在圣灵的光照里面，他在基督面前看到他自己的罪。
So through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he's able to see the truth of himself.
他太太对他的得罪，相对于他对基督的得罪，实在是微不足道。
So, sin against his wife is really nothing compared to sin against God.
所以，当他太太回来的时候，他是笑脸相迎。
So when his wife came home, he has a pleasant face for his wife.
所以我们可以继续填空，任何人都可以填在里面。
So next one, you can fill out all the blanks.
啊，如果你看牧师，如果你看长老，如果你看执事会主席啊，看一次要看基督十次。
So if you look at pastors or anyone else, one time, you need to look at Christ 10 times.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有受过别人的伤害。
So I don't know, brother and sister, have you been offended by anyone else?
我说弟兄姐妹，自己觉得原谅别人是不是一件容易的事情
Well, brother and sister, is it easy to forgive someone else?
好，我不知道在弟兄姐妹有没有这样的经历，别人对我们的伤害，对我们说过的话，好像录音机一样在不停的放。
A lot of time, people offended us just like music you play on a record, it keep on comingback to us.
那我有一次我就觉得好，我原谅一个人是非常的困难。
A lot of time, I kind of think about it's very difficult to forgive a person.
那我后来我的烦不再是原谅这个人烦了，我就开始烦我自己。
And at the end of it, I was kind of started figure out I'm the self. I don't know.Trouble about myself.
我想原谅这个人，好像总是原谅不了他。
I'm trying to forgive that person, but I just can't.
那我怎么是这样一个人呢
？How can I be a such a person?
那我还是不是一个基督徒呢
？Am I a Christian after all?
在那个时候，我就感到还有一个意念，我认为是来自神的。在那个时候，有一个意念，我认为是来自神的。
In that time, this idea, I know it's coming from God.
神爱的就是你这样的人。
So that is exactly the person that God loved.
神也让你去爱他这样的人。
And God also wants you to love that kind of person.
所以按照神的心意，我们的状况应当是：除了信，我一无所有；除了爱，我别无选择；除了求，我走投无路。
So it's just like this. You know that I have nothing but faith or belief. I have no choice but love, and I have no solution but prayer.
但是我们知道，靠我们自己，我们是做不到的。
But you know that we won't be able to do it by ourselves.
但是当圣灵的感动，圣灵把基督的能力彰显在我们身上的时候，我们就能够做到了。
But we know that with the revelation, when the Holy Spirit and the help from God, that we're able to do those.
所以基督也是被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，是将自己交托那公义审判灵的主。
So Jesus is an example that even though he's beenBeing blamed on, he doesn't revenge, doesn't work on it.
所以说，我们基督徒的生活就是处在这么一个寻求、识别和顺服的过程当中。
So the Christian live in this type of scenario. It was seeking for Holy Spirit and find the guidance of Holy Spirit and obey the Holy Spirit.
当我们随从圣灵的时候，我们就能够实现这样的目标，活着就是基督。
So when you're able to obey the Holy Spirit, then we can live in accordance to Jesus Christ.
那我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们的造
啊 ，Our Father in heaven.
我们的造物主
，Our the Creator.
我们求你怜悯我们。
We pray that you have mercy on us.
让我们随从圣灵，不随从肉体。
That we can live in accordance spirit, but not in accordance to the flesh.
让我们靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
That we can declare death to our sins with the help from Holy Spirit.
让我们随从圣灵，就不在律法之下。
That we can follow the Holy Spirit, so we'll not be governed by the laws of sins.
让我们在圣灵中行事，就不放纵肉体的私欲了。
So we will live in accordance with Holy Spirit, so we'll not live according to the flesh.
让我们进入和经历这样属灵的真实。
So we can live in and experience the reality.Of the Spirit.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把自己肉体的邪情、私欲、感觉、感情、情感、好意、梦想，都钉死在十字架上。
So whoever follows the Spirit, that will nail on the cross all his flesh desire.
因为在基督耶稣里面的人是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Because whoever in Christ is a new creation, everything in the past is gone. Now he has a new life.
求圣灵带领我们忘记过去，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
So Holy Spirit helps us to forget about our past, that will march on the new goals and the life of the new creation.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.